today? Today should be a celebration. Today should begin our commemoration, for today we exclaim the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yet today we are not met with joyful shouts or women running round about looking for their friends to tell what happened to Emmanuel, the final chapter in his story in the saga of the century of the entirety of human history that God came down with us to be. In today's gospel, there is no ending. Just a jolting and awkward awakening, a gaping giant hole where joy should be. The stone is rolled away, the tomb is empty, but the narrative is unfinished. Mark's gospel is kind of rough around the edges, for all that remains is a final sentence that is followed by the sound of sheer silence, a hush. Not even a whisper escaped their lips, for the women ran off as if their lives depended on it, which, let's be real, they did. There Jesus had been a wanted man, for the women's beyond beloved friend was an enemy of the state. He was a threat to the authorities, a symbol of a messianic victory, and his ministry rallied all of their hate, their contempt, their disdain, for how could anyone so boldly proclaim a message like this, a message like his, a message that calls us to forgive, a message that was all about love, a message that offered grace from the one above, a message that could never, would never be silenced. As much as they tried it, by hanging him on that tree, by dragging him up the road to Calgary, by believing in death's finality, and forcing all those disciples to flee. And flee they did. One by one, they trickled away, Philip and Thomas, James and John, Andrew and Matthew, and even that opinionated Peter wouldn't stay. The only ones left lingered around the edges. They patiently waited under the cover of darkness, ready to anoint their Jesus with their tears and their spices. But even they, the remnant, the final few, could not believe it, for there was terror mixed with their amazement. There was doubt mixed with their longing. There was relief mixed with their mourning. Their stomachs are uneasy, their senses all made queasy, not from the putrid smell of death, but from the possibility that nothing was left of their teacher and friend, no body to attend, no hand to hold, no arms to fold lovingly, as if he was just soundly sleeping. No, Jesus was not here. No, Jesus was not near. No, all that remained for them in that giant, gaping, earthen hole was fear. But is fear really how such good news ends? Or should we perhaps lend ourselves to another interpretation, to an alternate manifestation of these words of God? Maybe Mark is smarter and smoother than we assume. Maybe Mark was just leaving some room for us to join in on the story, to revel in today's resurrection glory, to understand the gospel as our own allegory. Maybe today is our moment of realization that we could be the ones bound by terror and trepidation, that we could let fear have the final word, that we could claim such a story absurd and sulk off into the silence. Or maybe today's feigned finale might be read as our opportunity to stand before the empty tomb and then to run all the way to the upper room where the rest of the disciples hid out of sight and proclaim God's eternal power and might, for Jesus Christ is risen victorious from the grave, the Son of Man that not even death could enslave. Maybe today, my friends, we are the characters in Mark's narration. We are the partakers in God's revelation. We are the witnesses to Christ's resurrection. So as we write our own sequel to Mark's story, as we share in the company of Mary and the Magdalene and Salome, what choice shall we make? What road shall we take? Will fear or freedom reign? Will despair or hope retain? Will we there remain in the empty tomb, or will we burst forth from such a womb that reworks us, reshapes us, remolds us, recreates us? Because if we're honest, rebirth is a painful process. There's a holy discomfort in this sacred space. There's a vulnerability in that amazing grace. There's knowing that no matter the century, to believe in the resurrection is indeed risky and rewarding and frightening and renewing and terrifying. And yet, more than anything, the resurrection has always been and will always be simply and completely and finally, our story.